Very good afternoon to everybody here. My German one word, Guten Tag. So, thanks for coming to my talk. And okay, the title of this talk is called Demystification of Digital Media. Can you hear me? Yeah? Okay. So, thanks for your kind introduction. I hope I live up to your name. So, I always put this strictly no recording, so, because the word record I don't like. So I will tell you why. So the talk actually, if I try to tell you everything, it will take hours, even take hours to explain to you the genre and blah, blah, blah. But there's no time, okay? We have 1 hour now. So you give me a clue every 15 minutes, okay? Because I can change my engine, how fast, how slow, so it depends. So, before I start, because my background is both science and art, I've gone through both kind of discipline and proper training, I call it. So, as a science person, I'm very structured, and worse still, I'm brought up by mathematics, so everything is called definition. So I will explain that and go through this. These are grayed out. There's just no time to go through this, okay? So give you the best of what I can say. Okay, let me tell you, my philosophy is less is more. Less or more or less. That's plain with English. So in the end, Mondrian reduced everything to line. He didn't start like this. So if you go through his history, it's a lot of stuff. So in the end, he said only the world has two lines. Well, that is, in Euclidean geometry, is quite agreeable. You know, everything is coordinates. Of course, in non-Euclidean Riemann theory and all that, it's, you have fourth dimension and blah, blah, blah. You can read that up yourself. So I brought this out. I will also tell you how I arrive results. For example, Mondrian, of course, he painstakingly used the brush to make this kind of thing, and he has made hundreds of such things. In 2007, in 2006, I started trying to do this with computer. So there are various ways to arrive this. So one way is to write HTML. So you just write some HTML, you get this. It's done in maybe 5 minutes, you know, you get this. Exactly, and I went through all his work, and it's all replicable by HTML. And why I went through the whole repertoire, not because I cannot create new thing, but in science, especially in mathematics, to tell people my method can work, it has to be robust. So to be robust, you must say, I'm able to repeat this process whenever I want it. And then you can formulate, yeah, this will work. So that's the logic. So after using HTML, I think it's too much trouble. So after that, I came up with another method, which I can do this in maybe 2 minutes. So I can do all that. There's a paper if you want to read. It's on the web. I recently delivered this paper in London. I can give you the reference later. So let me move on. So less is more. The architect, Miss Van der Rohe, say that. So the method to produce the Mondrian and this is the same. So I make this. Now why I'm so particular about methodology and process is because I work with some fundamentals, which I will tell you later, is that I like to optimize the resources, and my file size is always very, very small, and I don't have a scalability problem. So if you get your method correct, a lot of issues can be solved, all right? So less is only more. It's interesting, many people say this, not from me. So Frank Lloyd Wright say this also, and so I use equations to create this call. I call it my Guggenheim. So using equation is very good because this file size is 100 bytes. Sometimes it's even less. Nowadays you don't hear just bytes, you know. So and scalability also not a problem. So using the same method, another way. So this is totally 3D. I cannot go into everyone and say, okay, I can do this. It will take a lot of time. So, but just to show you, this is possible. Norman Foster, another big name architect, also say this: achieve more with less. Can't help to agree more. This is my fantasy about a car park. You know. We are all multi-story in Singapore because it's a very small space. And then people always forget where they park the car, although there's a lot of signage and numbering. So I say, oh, okay, let's do some bookmark, you know. And also we have sun, so the solar panel, my dream car park. Anyway. So now Giovanni Vivace, you know, the great designer, say this also, less is a more. So, of course, you know, the equation can produce a bra just like that. So this is direct. I can produce hundreds, thousands of bras, you know, from the same equation, but the pattern is different. So, yeah. So newspaper headlines of a political appointment say more or less. Interesting, right? But I say equations, ecological headlines of artistic appointment. So now more matter with less art. Actually, I don't understand from Shakespeare. He's maybe too profound for me. Non comprendo. So I don't know how the other part disappeared. You know, this is disagreement with operating system and software. So. Limit gives form to limitless. Pythagoras said that, and very true. So showing here these pictures is actually a Mobius strip, my three-dimensional Mobius strip. And why I show this green stuff there, because it's from the same equation through the software I can produce different pattern. I've written a book called When Equation Paints. So it's a, I don't know, I can't remember, 100 over pages book that show you that equation can paint at the same time, you know, etc. So now, let me get back still on the principle. There's some Chinese logic. So this Chinese 10-gram puzzle is an arrangement of the seven same pieces of shape. So the emphasis here is arrangement. So arrangement is a very important word because whatever it is, you know, everything is an arrangement in life. In just think, arrangement, the whole word, everything, if you break down to the bottom, is arrangement. So you arrange your equation to make things happen or whatever. So, and, okay, and also the other thing is about our perception, how we see things, you know, your visualization angle, where you come from. So a zebra is, you know, you look at it, is a black animal with white stripes or white animal with black stripes? It's quite funny. In English, you say black and white. You don't say white and black. I don't know why. And in French, you say white and black. In Chinese, you say black and white. So my ism is... you see, this is incredible. It's actually... The mice eye is... I cross out all this... But the crossing disappeared when it changed the vowel type. So the authoritarian, no. Instructional, no. Admonitory, no. confrontational, no. Judgmental, also no. I'm purely heuristic. As a Greek word, I think you guys know all this, all right? So perception is actually visualization and then conceptualize. That's all. And that's how you see things. If you want to say you cannot do it like this, or you cannot, this method is not going to work, or this will never happen, then I cannot help. So the Chinese tangram with this applied in this particular case is IT visualization math aesthetic audio and a touch with some language. This. So classical musicians want to popularize music. Okay, for example, these two guys do that. And why I put this here is because if you look at violin, it's just four strings and 70 pieces of wood, you know, and that makes the violin. So what can wood and string do for you? A lot of things. So, so sorry, this all the formatting has gone a little bit haywire. So, but never mind. So, fundamentally, I come from an angle that I deal with non-photorealistic, and then I also deal with photorealistic. And in the beginning, we are all in the real world. So from the real world, I got into the virtual world. So I built this virtual museum since 1994, and I was in digital media in the mid-80s. So it's been a very long time. So in the beginning, I was in the real world, and I feel that I must go into the virtual world. But now, my feeling is a change. It's not change, but I want to make the virtual world to go into the real world. It's like from virtual to real, and that is really interesting. Yeah. So, and the next thing I want to talk about is the process and product. So, I don't know whether anybody's seen this Chinese carving of a grasshopper perched on the cabbage. It's very fine carving. Out of one piece of ivory, it's so real, you know, the whole thing. They even put it on the lid of a cup. And the other example I bring out is this Greek painter that he painted a bunch of grapes so real that the bird thought was real, you know, want to eat. So what does this say? It says that there's a skill involved in doing this. And in this case, skill is a product and instead of a process. The skill becomes a product. Or you can also say the product is a skillful process. So there's also this thing that I deal with between 2D and 3D. Because you can use a 2D method to produce 3D, you can use 3D method to produce 2D. So there's no demarcation between 2D and 3D. They're the same thing. You know? So of course there's this thing called true 3D or pseudo 3D or try to be 3D. Now all these that I've said earlier leads to this, the digital media. And digital media is two words. So it means there is a digital source from the digital side, and there's this thing called media, the medium side. So there's digital means the source, the process, the display, and the execution. So there's all this involved. The works is art, sound, music, literary work, steel, animated, interactive, and blah, 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 all those kind of things. So that makes digital media. So the creation of digital work must involve an artistic process such as painting, sculpting, manuscripting, performing, and all this, originated by the use of computer and or its devices. It is not a display of the results of a single or a sequence of recording or capturing process or processes using a digital recording device, such as a camera or a camcorder or in part or in whole. So it involves a certain process. So if you ask me, photography art, yeah, it's an art form, but it's not digital art. Video art is art form, it's video art, not digital art. So this includes any of its derivatives. So digital media has all these kind of terms, you know, like multimedia. I really hate this term, because what's so multi about media? It's one media. It's digital media. No multi media. I don't like the word, and I don't agree with the word. New media. What's new? What's new has not come. What has already existed is in the past. The past is the present. The future is also the present. So, not new. Whether you translate into German or French or what, you know, Medienkunst or what not, or Neumedien or whatever, it's all the same logic. So, there's also like definition of all these that I've stated, and I'm not going into the detail, just list now. So, if you have want to make digital media, you have a process, so you have a tool. So a tool, you can have devices, and all these are devices commonly known. So, but my belief is really here, none of the above, and make your own. And I'm a paradigm shift person. So, software tools are all here. So it's better you write yourself. I tell you, when I was a student, I cannot cook. I can't even make a soup. You know? So if I want to have soup, I go to the shop, the Campbell soup. Okay, I'm not saying it's good. I'm not advertising for them. Okay, open and then make hot. Okay. But my mother will never touch things like that. So when my mother want to make chicken soup, she go to the market. Better still, slaughter the chicken. You know, she's not Jewish, because the rabbi believe in the slaughtering the chicken in a different way. So she buy the chicken and whatever. So in the end, she make chicken and she make chicken soup. And the soup is really yummy. It's a different way. So she can cook. So she make her own. I cannot. So I do with what is given. All right. So that's also this business of art versus graphic. So what is art? What is graphic? Anyway, so give some definition. I'm not going through this. Just to tell you, if you adhere or you stick to this kind of definition, then you will then tell when it is digital art and when isn't. So art, you know, from various languages, it's all originated more or less from this part of the world, where I don't come from. And, you know, it's very clearly stated what is and what isn't art. So another quotation from different century, different things, and tell you what is art. So digital art or graphics is actually quite different. So I quote some poet to say, you know, what is art. Now this is something I don't understand. National Dictionary of Australia define an artist as a person practice or habitually engaged in activity which requires little skill. Maybe we should ask the new Prime Minister. So I don't know. So now, the video part. So, you probably understand this word quite well, coming from here, vid report. You go to police, you know, they don't say you file a report, they file a vid report. So, voila. So, that is how you get video. That's it. So audio, you know, and then video. So video is eyes. Got it. So the rest. So video art, as I said. Yesterday, interestingly, I was talking to one of the members of the audience here that I actually met this great video art guru called Nam June Paik, without knowing that he's Nam June Paik. Until many, many years later, I saw his art in Guggenheim downtown, then in Soho. Then, that's the same guy. But can't apologize to him, he died already. So I'm so sorry, this is motherboard. If you ask me what I do and what are the relationships of all these things, so this is called the pentagon of intellectual properties that I do. I'm not going to go through this because you will go crazy. I've written a book recently. One of the three volumes is called The Intellectual Properties of Lin Xin Xin. It goes into a lot of Venn diagrams for everything. It's 200 pages. I cannot talk. So my practice is only eco-computing initiatives, as I said just now, optimum computing resources and minimum file size. Now, why I say this is very important. It's not just for me, it's for the world. It's these people crying out loud, you know, save the planet, do this, do that, and change the energy source. But they didn't know that this world, how many computers, how many laptops people own. They're billions, trillions, you know. And what they do is to make the computer bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and they tell you, this is so old, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, therefore you have to have new, you know? So everything can recycle, computers should throw away, yeah? Because you have not enough capacity. Says who? Says the manufacturer. Yeah? So if you want to buy new computer, like new dress, I cannot stop you. It's good. It's your choice. But there are reports, not by me, by a research lab in Zurich, about how much energy and how much wastage is alarming. And you should watch this National Geographic, the footprints of computer wastage. Then you will confess your sin in front of them. So I'm so sorry, you know, I'm making bigger and bigger files, therefore I have not enough storage, so I buy more and more and more. Yeah? For me, I can run my entire thing, everything I want. I have interactive and animation and everything in a 2 gig stick, including the operating system. And still like a swimming pool, there's so much space, you know, involved. So you need a very small footprint, so try. So of a different dimension. So this is the relationship between all these whatever D. In Singapore, you know what they like, 4D. That they buy the number. If they get first prize, they get some $1 million, and they go for a big fat holiday. So here is 2D, 3D. I haven't reached the 4D. So digital art, you know, all this involve, and it includes still and animated and all that. Okay. Now, I grew up with this. These are my real brushes in the real world. Become antique now because they cannot move anymore. So in 1994, I declared to the world I will throw away this. Meaning, I don't use, okay? And I use only my dear old mouse. My first mouse, I pay $10 to buy. So $10 is maybe 5.5 euro. And then use 10 years, and then the mouse died, and I was so sad. So, and I don't even believe buying new mouse. Because the old mouse is very good, you know. Why do you buy new mouse? So that's my mouse. And that is the first mouse in the world. I actually met Douglas Egerbart when he was 77 years old. He started a new company called Bootstrap. This guy is very funny. And I told him, I said, I gave him a piece of reproduction of my work, and I tell him, can you don't mind just sign here? He said, what am I signing for? I said, your life. So he, when he invented the mouse, it was for the mainframe. Did he know that, you know, people using this as a brush? So this is my Logitech mouse. So I don't change. This one is because this was in my house, so this is my traveling one. So all you need is mouse plus color, you get work. So you can do all these things, whatever. So many things. No scanner, no PC pen, no tablet. This is like eating Panadol, you know, tablet. So initially, I really hate the mouse because it cannot move. So using the PC mouse is like climbing mountains. I saw this, you know. I think Europeans and Americans, you know, all these Western people, I really salute them. I don't know. I watched the documentary. I was like, oh my God, I salute. I will never be able to do this. And now even glacier is not an easy thing. Talking about glacier, let me show you some pictures. So this is drawn by mouse. So, and this is also, cannot see very well, the wave. Yeah, so I started with, I go backwards to show you, because originally I started with abstract, so. But now I say I'll make it very real, every detail I can show. Some of the pictures I show, some people think I take photograph. I don't need to do things like that. So this is also done by mouse. Mouse is very friendly. It's very good, you know. Mouse is like going to toilet, you know. You need a break, you know, when you're doing your software or talking on the phone or something. And then you say, oh, I mouse around. Good phrase. So, like drinking coffee. So it's really a lot of fun. Hey, look, I don't go to a mountain. So I went to this mountain where? Very near Salzburg, but before that. I forgot the name. My German friend brought me there. Yes. No. Take the mouse and go like this. No artificial tools, no Photoshop, no effects, no nothing. I don't believe in anything. All this. I make my own brush, that software, create, and all this commercially available software, they give you hundreds, I don't know how many brushes, I don't know. I look at it, I was like, oh my God, no wonder people don't want to do, because you get intimidated. It is like, you should make a trip to Singapore, Johannes can tell you. You go to the restaurant, and they're very fond of serving buffet. And buffet means they have this thing called international buffet, ranging from one part of the globe to the other. You go in, you don't know where to start. You pay one price, you eat all. So that is like the software, you know. You pay one price, they give you 1,000 brushes. I get frightened. So you ask me how many brushes I use. You want to make a guess? So I talk too much, interactive. So, yeah. So how many brushes do you think I use to achieve? Whether, I don't know, you can see or can't see, whatever, doesn't matter. But, five? It's a good guess. Any more? Yes? No more. Yeah, usually three. Maximum seven. But usually I use three. Three is a lot. Huh? Yeah. And wait till you hear how many colors I use, but never mind. So, let's go on. So this is very old. I had an exhibition in 1997, and it's all digital art. I cannot bring the book, it's too thick, so never mind. So just show you some. And this is called Vista. This is a real digital Vista. This is the vision. Vista is a very good word. It's Latin, it's Spanish, it's French, it's English, it's everything, you know. It's Italian or whatever. So this is painted by the mouse. So this also by mouse, this is a... So in the beginning, I used the mouse to mimic what can be done, brush strokes. So, you know, so if it can do all this, so okay, good. It can achieve a lot of things, you know. And I also don't believe in one thing. It's called image editing. It's like, okay, my specialization is not in Chinese art or Oriental art. But I know how to do. I have gone through it. I'll show you something later. In Chinese art, let me tell you, is that if you edit a chicken, you'll become a mushroom. Bloom. You know? So Chinese art don't believe in editing. They believe in take a brush and all your concentration, your skill, everything comes, and then hold the brush, make that stroke, that's it. No editing. And I believe in the same thing, although I'm doing... And even in the real world for oil painting, I do that. Because when you know what to do, just do it. Yeah, borrow this phrase from Nike. Yeah. So these are all one stroke stuff. I was in Manhattan, I love it, you know. So I say, why is it this way perspective? I put the whole Manhattan in the truck. So I give you a perspective I bring home. So this is called Cloud Nine. So you really cannot see this because never mind. Quite frightening. You can see a better one on. Okay. Yeah, so I knew you were going to ask. I can feel it. So, in the... No, no, it's fine. In 1997, you must think, this is called the old days, you know. And you tell people I make digital art, they... What digital art? What are you talking? I need oil painting. I need to touch it. So I print it on canvas. Yeah, so this is... I cut out from a piece of canvas, so and then it must look like oil painting, and this can be any size, but this is so old, 1997, and this is a very good canvas, and so I call it digital oil. Why call digital oil? Because it can look like oil painting, but it's not oil painting, it's digital oil. That means look like. And you can have digital watercolor or digital Chinese or something, but it's digital. The effect looks like that. When you see on a proper resolution and screen or that, this projector, of course. Yeah, okay. Thank you for the question. So, so this is another of those things. So this is a Chinese painting. And I printed on Lama paper, which is from Nepal, a handmade paper. And if you look at the thing come out on paper, and if you, I don't tell you, you may not think that it's actually done by computer. So this is Chinese handwriting. So I have a work 1.8 kilometers. Say again. It is a series of image. Yeah, there's a story behind, but we will maybe deal with it later. Yeah, okay. So, yeah. So this is various mountain views drawn by mouse. So in 2005, the brush stroke also changed by using mouse. So I can even, this is mouse, purely just done by mouse, for example here. you have like the feeling of 3D, all that. And it's possible. Mouse is very, very flexible, you know, so can do a lot of things. So you can do strokes like that. So as compared to the old works, this has a lot of freedom. So you can do this. This was 2008. So you see the cloud change more now. This was deliberate to make more photorealistic. This one is Speaker's Corner from the same series for the eyes. I'm a champion for such thing. Huh? So the two penguins talking. So the old one is getting very tired and fed up. So he look one side. The new one is like, oh, please say the word. You know, you talk until all the eyes melt. Nothing is happening. You know, so it's okay. So anyway, wrong spelling, visual, whatever that is. So all these must be eco-friendly because there's all these things we are concerned with, okay? So a mouse pad is a story by itself. This picture was taken in France, in a place where they make mouse pad. They make this mouse pad that is really great. It's of a different quality. It's a lot of technology went in. The guy or the woman who runs this place was so kind. She fetched me 200 kilometers to visit a no entry place as a factory. So now I talk a little bit about mathematical art. And I don't know here what's your background, but a lot of people hate mathematics. But I think mathematics is very friendly. So mathematics can make not just things that you think is very, very structured, geometrical, but so if you combine maths and art, then it will work. So my approach is to take the less obvious path. So for example, this like in English, we say north, south, east, west for the directions. And in Chinese, we say east, south, west, north. That's the orientation. Yeah. And I say north, east, west, south because that's news. News come from every direction. Yeah. So this is algorithm-driven digital art. So I cannot dive. I can only make virtual horrors. So it's generated by that. And I make a lot of fabrics. So this is like batik. So all these are generated by, you know, some more batik and lace and all that. So you can go on forever making these. You know, but anyway, so this is some knitted stuff. So the newer one, so this is like a batik also. But you can see, you know, this pattern like an emperor here. I can, you know, you can ask the computer to dictate your wish. So you can do all this. So in 1999, I was doing a lot of interactive stuff, and I make a 3D engine. This engine is very small, it's 2K. And then from there, I can, it's web-based, so can, you see the browser in the old days take 256 colors, so I don't like, change, you know, that's all. You say don't like your shirt, two sleeve, cut out one and become one, so up to you. So anyway, this interaction can produce 2D also. So you don't click, you know. Click is one step more, so don't click, just move. Any movement can generate. So, okay, so some of these came out. So you see the browser is very old. This is a Netscape. I think Netscape 4, I don't know, I can't remember. So, old days. So, and I make this tower of Pisa. I actually showed this in Pisa when I was there in 2005. But this was made a lot earlier. And you can make the tower open, fly and all that. And the actual thing has also put some music there. So anyway, let's go to 3D sculpture. So in the beginning, when I make a sculpture is by 3D modeling, and I don't like 3D modeling, but what can I do? You know, at that time, I don't know how to do, so there's the tool of 3D modeling, and I use it. So this was made with that, 911. This was because of 911. It's a prayerful hand. Not the one in Albertina, that kind of idea. And so this another one is made with the 3D modeling. This also the Chinese type of blue and white porcelain snuff bottles. So though this is for the mobile phone. And from 2007 onwards, I discovered that I shouldn't be using 3D modeling. You know, all this software is so bloated, you know, so big. And I don't use some operating system I won't touch. But today, you know, I'm using his computer. So anyway, so I think I go back to my roots. And so I make equations to make sculptures. And so I can make a thing that is even like human form. It's very funny. I make all this, and then after this step, I show it to my friend. And she told me, she said, "Hey, why don't you make something more like human?" I say, "Hello, you know, it's a lot of work already. I make this, so give me some little time." But it's good, you know, thanks to friends. She make this request. So I said, after she sent me home, I came out from the car, I said, "Oh, okay, tomorrow I'll make human." Yeah, thanks to my friend. So this is durian, Singapore style. So this is the leaf. I left the grid there because I don't want people to say I took a photograph. And this is the shell and some baskets. The back of the kimono, Sydney Opera House, can make the face. So after this, what you do is to make the real sculpture. Not a problem, huh? So, sorry about all this strange thing. So in the end, I make the sculpture, abstract human form. So, and but after that, I decided to make nothing. So I make jewelry. I can go to the restaurant. I like to make jewelries for opera singer, typically. So some of this jewelry, this is the model. You can make a pendant, earring, everything. There's a whole, everything I say, there's a separate presentation for all the topics, but that's just give this. So I deal with music also. And in music, I don't believe in analog sound sampling, no digital sound sampling, no sound card, no MIDI instrument. I don't believe in sound card. You know, sound card is the inventor is in Singapore. Well, why do you need that? You know, you don't need, you only need algorithm. And I don't like external music instrument. So this is just some stupid pictures that I show on this. But what I really like to show is this thing, that a musical instrument that I made in 2006, e-musica. Now, this, oh, there's a lot of shadow. This particular instrument is interesting because it changed the paradigm of musical instrument playing. Because if you play the piano, you have a key, you sit there, you play the violin, you have wood, you have bow, and all that, and you have what we call positioning, finger positioning, you have posture, and also the instrument is more or less tethered to its location. But I believe musical instrument, for all these hundreds and thousands of years, that it takes a certain shape. Whether the flute come from Chinese or the sun, is believed to be a very early wind instrument, 3,000 years old, and also like maybe the ancestor of organ. So instrument like that during that time and now, it has evolved. But if you go to Quai Bonly in Paris, there's a museum there shows a lot of instruments, a very huge range. It's very interesting. And more or less, the shape is about the same. But I believe in changing even the shape. If I like my violin to look like my dog, so be it. Why should violin always look like this? Yeah, I'm here very bad in Vienna talking like that. And so, you should be able to hear violin sound the way it should be played, but how it looks like, it should look like how you want it. So you should also be able to play violin the way you want to play, not the way they say the string like this. Very painful, you know, when you start. So, or you play the clarinet, which I've gone through, the whole instrument rests on my thumb, my poor thing. So, and then the fingering and your lips with the reed and all this is very painful. Of course, orchestra member, I salute them. They're incredible, you know, so good. It was a little bit nostalgic last night when I was at the Kunstler house, because I used to park myself next door when I was, after my graduation, or my trip to come to concert in Vienna. Fantastic. So, but I think there's a time that you can do things differently. And digital technology allow you to do all this. There's no problem. So you can still hear violin sound, piano, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of mathematics inside. Huh? And then, to play the way you want. So, I make all these shapes. Oh, I forgot. Maybe I bring it some other day. I actually brought a piece here. And you can... this is a hardware I made. And then you can just wave this pointer at this particular pieces. And then you should get the sound you want. Yeah, you can play a piece. So this can become a huge installation, and you can arrange it the way you want it, the way you can dance through your instrument and make music. Also wrote a paper on this, was published already. So anyway, so digital media leads to digital rights management. So both technical and legal, these are subjects by itself. One talks about authentication, protection, permission, and etc. So please observe and respect the nobility of patent, copyright, and... yeah, so that's it. So, yeah, so that's fantastic we come to this. So thank you very much for your kind attention.
Okay. Okay, so we have 5 minutes for a couple of questions, and then we'll go straight to the conversation with Heather Kelly. Okay, so any questions?
So you said that video art is not digital art. Okay. Well, what about like stuff like glitch art, where they take start messing with like the video codecs, and you get these weird ghost shapes and stuff? Is that, would that be?
Yeah, as like glitch art pretty much is like they're taking video files and they use a codec to play it, but then they mess with the codec. So the way the video looks like suddenly looks completely different because they actually damage the codec to achieve certain artistic new forms.
So is the video made by the same guy or different guy? Or anybody? It's like doing what you call collage or montage or that kind in the 2D. So in the video world, it's the same kind of logic. But who owns the original file? And who owns the codec?
I think, I don't know. Usually they just take, they usually just like appropriate stuff, I guess. And do that.
They might appropriate it. They might make their own video. I mean, there have been a couple of like mainstream pop artists who've used this in their videos. So I'm not sure.
So for you, the big difference is if the original video is by the same person.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's by a different guy, I don't agree with messing around people's file. And I don't allow that. So, yeah. Different people have different beliefs, you know, it's fine, you know, do what you like. So, any more questions? I can take questions. Just ask. The simplest thing in the end, if I cannot answer, so I'm so sorry, I cannot answer. Yes, please.
When we were talking about the digital sound before, you have been listing several constraints that you don't want to use sound cards and you don't want to use MIDI instruments. And then you were saying that you want to use any arbitrary artifact to make it sound like a violin, for example. You said that you want to make any arbitrary artifact, any arbitrary object, make it sound like a violin, no? Could look like anything, yeah? So what you are doing that those artifacts can sound like a violin if you don't use computers, sound cards, MIDI?
It's mathematics. It's pure mathematics. Yeah. You can make sound. Sound is basically maths, full stop. No argument. Not defined by me, defined by physicists and mathematicians whose name is more well known hundreds of years ago. The basic, how do you produce sound? It's maths, period. No more. That one is a material, is between material and construction. Then you like violin, but you get, for example, the octave and all that, the sound. That's mathematics. That's Pythagoras. You know, I think the best thing for a violin teacher to teach violin is to use mathematics. Then the guy playing the violin don't have problem. And why it is a lot of this method when people play, they find it difficult. I mean, I'm talking about people who start, not, you know.
So his basic question was, you can have like a mathematical model of how a violin works, and then you take the mathematical model of the violin and use that. So you can just like reduce the output of the violin to a couple of mathematical formulas and just like implement that in other things or...
This is an approximate answer. Strictly speaking, it's not like that. But it's... Yeah, if you just take...
But by the way, that's Martin Kaltenbrunner, and he's interested because he himself designs new electronic instruments. So that's what that's his job, I say. So I think you should probably talk later about the whole thing. So, yeah, one more.
Yeah. You're very systematical about your work, but and as you just said right now, that for example playing the violin is also mathematics, but so is designing a sound card, and a sound card is also basically a digital object. And where do you limit? Why I don't really see a system to where you put your boundaries, like the mouse and all these algorithms you use. You limit your work similar as other artists do and say, okay, I only limit myself to these three colors, or you explained monument. But where, how do you systemize your limitations? You haven't talked about that. Or where's your principle of limitation, where you say like, okay, I use this and this and this, but in some ways you go further, in some ways you stay, let's say, very radical.
Okay, basically, for me, it's not whether to put a limit or not limit. Because basically, okay, I paint with a mouse because there are two things. One is I like to challenge difficulties. Because coming from mathematics background or computer science background, if you cannot do this, you want to do this. You want to solve. This is SOLV, is the principle. Operation, all right. So then you find a mouse can do this, and later you can find it doing more and more and more and more things. So it's not limit. And the next, for example, I show you something on my screen because it is not on that. Just to face this the other way. I don't know you can or you cannot see here. So a work like this, or like this, yeah. So you may have to come quite near to see. So the work, this one, is not painted by mouse. I can do that by mouse, but this is generated by equations and nothing else. So it can look like. Extremely fine watercolor. I don't know you. I don't know your background, but you may know people like Paul Klee and Mark Rothko and all that. And those things that you can draw by mouse. Let's say you want to paint something of that style, not that you want to copy. Okay, this is talking about from technology angle. You can do by mouse, not an issue. But I can do those now. Now, this is very new. I haven't said this in any lecture. So the first time. I can do it by equation. So, yes.
The basic question would be, you chose a mouse to use that, yeah? You could instead have said, I take a light pen and not the mouse. I mean, that's your personal restriction. I choose the mouse and not the light pen and not this and not that. That's okay. So.
The whole time. So why do I buy another device? You can buy, no problem. You say I want to change shoes during office hour, I three pair. Fine. No, I don't. Or you say some guy say I don't want to go to office with my shoes. You know? And I tell you a joke. Once in a library in a university back home, they have a notice there. It says sanders not allowed. So you know what a guy did? He took the sandal and he hang it on his neck and he walk in. And then they say, why you came in barefoot? You say, sandal not allowed. So I take out. It's very flexible. So it's the way he look at things, you know. So in music, I don't believe in sound card because I have checked the algorithm inside, the codec. Now you use that word codec. It's not agreeable to me because a French horn sounds like, I don't say, okay. For example, I hope I have answered the question. You can always take offline with me too. Any more? Yeah, so sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Xinjin. Thanks for being here. And we are actually pretty much on time. It was great having you. So if there are any further questions, she will be around for the next 2 or 3 days, of course. So I think we should just go on. We're a little bit back in time, like around 10 minutes. And a big applause for Xinjin. Okay.